I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
It's African-American History Month, and all this month we're going to be featuring prominent Lexingtonians and their accomplishments. And today, Harry Sykes.
The Nunn Center has 7 oral history interviews across several projects with Harry Sykes. Sykes had a profound impact on Lexington, Kentucky. He was a teacher, a civil rights activist, an entrepreneur. He was responsible for the initial formation of the Urban League, among many other things. Sykes was not originally from Lexington. He was from Starkville, Mississippi, later moved to Illinois with his family, but he came to Kentucky to attend Kentucky State University on a basketball scholarship. After he graduated, he played 2 years for the Harlem Globetrotters, which is incredible, before coming to Lexington, where he started to teach at a still segregated Dunbar High School. He taught mathematics. He also coached junior high basketball. And in 1962, he was approached about running for city commissioner. And in 1963, he was elected as Lexington's first Black city commissioner.
And he won several terms after that as well.
He was reelected in 65, 67, and in 69, he was actually mayor pro tem from 67 to 69.
And in 1971, he challenged Foster Pettit for the top job and lost narrowly, really, in that race.
He was not the first African-American to run for city council, but he was the first to win. And he had to overcome some significant challenges in that election. And in this first clip, he talks about these challenges and why he really wanted to do this job.
They tell it that even the Blacks could not get support from the Blacks. The Blacks would not even get out and vote. And of course, that's a tragedy, and of course, it's a part of history. Even I was told that, I would not get support of the Black, and I wouldn't have a chance of winning. It's because there was only 20% of the registered vote was Black. And I said, well, maybe I wouldn't, but I would. Here's another opportunity to show the youngsters that you definitely will not do it by just sitting around holding your hand. And through the effort, maybe I will not make it, but it would show some other that maybe he can come along and improve upon some of the things I did and could make it. But strangely enough, as time went on, I got more and more optimistic about my chances.
Okay, Doug, so he decides to run, and he wins, and he uses kind of an interesting strategy to do it.
For some context, at this time, Lexington City and Fayette County governments were still separate. Lexington had a system that included an elected mayor, a city manager, and 4-member city council. And each of those city commissioners were elected as members at large. So they were elected by the entire city, not just by a single district. So each voter was voting for up to 4 candidates from the number of all the candidates on the ballot. So Sykes was operating under the assumption that it would be very challenging for him to get white voters to vote for him. So he implemented a strategy called single-shotting, where voters could vote for up to 4 candidates on the ballot. He asked his supporters to only vote for one, him, Harry Sykes. And in this excerpt, Sykes reflects on that strategy.
The paper had put on the editorial page that these are the 4 men you are to just telling the people who they are supporting. Vote for the mayor and these 4 commissioners. Well, if that isn't a block, what is it? It's saying vote for these and there's no room anywhere for Sykes or anybody else. Vote for the people I say vote for. And so I just beat them at their own game.
Right.
I had that much savvy to try to get my point over.
So that's a testament to winning an election within the system, doing what the law allowed.
I can't state enough how significant Harry Sykes was, I think, to the Lexington community and the civil rights movement. Unfortunately, Harry Sykes passed away in 2012.
And like many other interviews, this one is available online, correct?
We have several of the interviews with Harry Sykes online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.